This week, the city of Detroit released the transcript of a deposition given by emergency manager Kevin Orr late last month as part of Detroit's bankruptcy proceedings. While being questioned about the value of the city's art collection and whether the artwork would be used to help solve Detroit's liquidity problem, Orr's answer was, and I quote, "No, there are no plans to use the art or any other asset in particular to liquidate it to relieve liquidity issues in the city. What I have said and continue to say, all options are on the table." What does that mean? Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes has been parsing what Kevin Orr said during this deposition, and he came up with another possible role the DIA artwork might play in the bankruptcy drama. Daniel joins us now, as he does every Thursday. So what did you hear or read as you went through that deposition transcript?
Well, I think what you see, Cynthia, is a lawyer trying to hedge his bets, if you will. Kevin Orr was also asked whether they would consider pledging the art as collateral to secure some financing that the city is trying to get, $350 million, to help them close this swap deal that they had originally negotiated right before the bankruptcy. And he said, yeah. And then the question is, was he saying yes to a truncated question, or was he saying yes, they were going to use the collateral? But he also says in the deposition, as you just read, that everything is on the all options remain on the table. So I think privately the answer is we don't plan to do that, but that doesn't mean we won't do that. And those are two very different things. But I think this raises some very interesting questions. I happen to be persuaded, and I think a lot of other people are persuaded, that if they were to go and sell the art, that they'd get into all sorts of problems with the three-county millage, and the funding for the museum would collapse.
We saw that very clearly. Brooks Patterson and the folks in Oakland County made that crystal clear, didn't they?
Exactly. So, you know, would this be of a piece of the same kind of thing, or would this be an attempt to pledge collateral to get cash that the city could use in a short-term to medium-term basis and probably never have to touch the art because you use it as collateral? Now, we've seen this in the auto industry when Ford mortgaged its North American business, including the Blue Oval, in 2006 to raise $23 billion. I mean, it's a little different, obviously, with the government, but the principle, I think, is the same. But I think it really – and I talked to one lawyer who's involved in this whole thing who said, you know, would you as a lender – except as collateral, a piece of art that you're not sure the city could sell if they went bad on your debt. And I think that's probably a pretty fair point. I mean, there are other assets maybe that the city could pledge, real estate assets or things like that, that maybe are more easily turned into cash than a piece of art which would be turned into a major Donnybrook if, in fact, they got to the point where they had to liquidate it.
And it's interesting, as you point out, the fact lawyers for the creditors are not making a peep about the spirit of Detroit or the fist means
that the money is in the art museum.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's really that's, and we don't know exactly what those numbers are. The numbers are being thrown all over the place, and you get armchair estimates when media people call up experts who are not involved directly in the process, and they throw a number out there. But Christie's Auction House has been retained by the city and is evaluating about 3,500 pieces of a 66,000-piece collection and trying to determine what the value of it is. And it is a misnomer to suggest, I think, at least at this juncture, that all of the art is saleable. I think the assessment is that anything that was originally acquired with taxpayer money would fall into the category of potentially saleable. On the other hand, anything that was given to the museum by private donors, therefore the public money was not used to procure those pieces of art, would fall outside the purview of this.
And wouldn't the good stuff be that the pieces acquired in the 20s when the city had money to do exactly that, acquire good art?
Yeah, primarily most of the pieces that we're talking about were acquired between 1922 and 1931, according to Graham Beal, the longtime director. And the whole process was stopped in about 1955 of using public money to acquire pieces of art. But there was a period when Detroit went on a real buying spree in the 20s under Valentiner, the famous curator that they had there, director of the museum. So, I mean, this is one piece, and everybody keeps talking about the art, but there are other pieces of public art, when I use the fist as an example, and the spirit of Detroit, and there are certainly other assets, but I think they're trying to get through this process without actually having to liquidate any of these assets, but we'll see how that works.
And tell us a little more about this possible debtor-in-possession, DIP, loan, $350 million, and how would it work, and what would they use it for?
Well, debtor-in-possession financing is a pretty common term in Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and essentially what it means is the debtor, whoever files for the bankruptcy, which in the corporate case would be a company, they are the debtor, and as they go into bankruptcy, they usually arrange for a financial facility or a loan that helps them run the company while they're in bankruptcy. Now, what they would be doing, I think, in this case, is they've put out an RFP, a request for proposal, for two of the lending community, saying we want to borrow $350 million, $250 of which would be used to essentially settle this swaps deal that has been hanging over their head that they've already negotiated. And then the other $100 million remaining would be used for what they're calling quality of life improvements. Now, that could be anything from getting lights turned on to garbage collection to they don't really specify what it would be, but it would be probably for some kind of city services. They then have to go out to the financial community and say, who's willing to lend us the money? The financial community is going to say, what are you going to put up to back this? If we're going to lend you this money and you are the city of Detroit with abysmal bond ratings, poor cash flow, people leaving, what's our security here? So that's the discussion they need to have, which is where the art potentially comes into the discussion. Right now, it's not actively in the discussion, but it's a potential one, and it's a very high profile thing. I know some people say I'm tired of hearing about the DIA, but this is a very high profile, national and internationally known institution in the city of Detroit, and as a result, people who are not from here, but who are just trying to do their jobs and find where the money is, they're focusing on the DIA, understandably.
And as you put it so aptly in your column, the folks that Kevin Orr calls the Huns on Wall Street, their favorite color is green.
That's right.
Daniel Howes, Detroit News business columnist, thanks for talking with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.